Ukrainian peace talks resume. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, with delegations from the two sides meeting this morning in Istanbul, Turkey.
These will be face-to-face talks, but so far we have not seen anything come to fruition from these conversations of gaining any semblance of peace here. There have been attacks again throughout the night. We did hear sirens here in Lviv overnight, but this city, at least as of this morning, is relatively peaceful.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. The new talks come as the Wall Street Journal reports two Ukrainian negotiators and a Russian oligarch showed signs of possible poisoning after a negotiating session earlier this month. All three have since recovered. The Ukrainian government says it's operating three humanitarian corridors today to move civilians out of the besieged port city of Mariupol and to Russian-occupied cities in the south. Russia operates its own evacuation routes, but Ukraine claims those are just cover for forcibly deporting Ukrainian citizens to Russia. President Biden says he's not walking back anything from his comments in Europe that Vladimir Putin must not remain in power. But the president saying yesterday that wasn't policy, it was his personal opinion.
He shouldn't remain in power. Just like, you know, bad people shouldn't continue to do bad things. But it doesn't mean we have a fundamental policy to do anything to take Putin down in any way.
Secretary of State Blinken also stressing the U.S. does not have a policy of regime change. Actor Will Smith issuing a mea culpa for his Oscar night performance, posting on social media late yesterday a personal apology to Chris Rock for slapping him, saying his behavior was unacceptable and inexcusable. Rock has yet to respond, but the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has issued a statement.
The Academy condemns, quote, the action of Mr. Smith. We have officially started a formal review around the incident and will explore further action and consequences.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The White House unveiling its $5.8 trillion budget proposal for fiscal year 2023 yesterday. Shalenda Young is the Director of Office of Management and Budget.
The budget will help us build a better America by investing in education, making more here at home, combating the opioid epidemic, driving medical breakthroughs, including in cancer, and taking on the mental health crisis.
The White House says the budget will help reduce the federal deficit with tax increases on wealthy Americans. The House Select January 6th Committee has voted unanimously to ask the full House to refer former Trump White House aides Dan Scavino and Peter Navarro to the Justice Department for possible contempt of Congress charges.
A referral, if approved by the full House, would send the matter to federal prosecutors. Navarro and Scavino were issued subpoenas by the Committee for Records and Testimony related to the events before and during the Capitol breach. Committee members say the former White House aides have not complied.
Fox's Jared Halperin reports the two have claimed executive privilege, which the committee and President Biden have both said doesn't apply to the former White House aides. Beginning within the hour in Britain, a memorial service for Queen Elizabeth's late husband.
It's called a service of thanksgiving for Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, the late husband of Queen Elizabeth. Attendance for the memorial is by invitation only, and it's being held at Westminster Abbey, which holds a special place for the royals. Prince Philip married then Princess Elizabeth there in 1947, prior to her becoming queen in 1952. Her coronation was held there the following year. Prince Philip passed away in April last year at age 99, with only a handful of mourners at his funeral due to COVID-19 restrictions. Buckingham Palace has confirmed that members of the royal family will attend the memorial, but has not specified which ones. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.